As you already know, my name is Amrado, aka Young AKA. The suitable single word that represents the year 2020 is resilience. From a global health pandemic to local economic hardship, electoral pressure and recent fire outbreaks in our market, humanity has been shaped, and it's no doubt the impact will change modern history for decades. Big impacts demands equally big adaptation and innovation, and that is the bedrock of year 10-7. At the time that the country was locked down, jobs were closed, schools were as quiet as cemeteries, and musicians were not interested in releasing songs, came the intercourse of ideas that impregnated my mind and that of my team to bear some excitement to our audience to buffer their shock. And yes, Year 10-7 was born. Unlike the common weekly freestyles that some of my colleagues and myself were already pursuing, Year 10-7 was born out of the creativity of collating weekly trending news and convey them through rap. Yes, I already erected to hear trending stuff. Why not use my skill to give the people what they want? Marketing skills. Now breathe and let's take a walk through the making of Year 10-7. Credible sites are sorted for authentic trends from Saturday. Studio voice recording is mostly done on Wednesdays and video shoot on Thursdays. And sometimes, Friday mornings, for release at 6 p.m. Friday evenings. It didn't take a month when my intrinsic motivation was met with equally momentous response. I thank God worked in our favor through Sir Isaac Newton's third law of motion. To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The people's excitement, interest to get more, and my aspiration to be the best version of myself demanded further creativity and relentless efforts to deliver every week without break. There came the versatility in my choice of beats, flow, costume, and video graphics. Did I say beats? A huge respect to his CJ Made It, Two Bars, Azim Chene, and all the top engineers who've been sending me crazy beats for these episodes. Thank you very much, Memamumu. Here comes ways to pull mind-blowing surprises and then kill boredom. And this is where the tough but motivating challenges began. Most times, brother man tired, but then I have to stay awake in the studios at midnight and keep recording for you guys. Most of the time, I have to reach out to my fellow artists, my brother artists, to jump on Year 10-7 so that I could give it a little bit of flavor, a different kind of taste. Big shouts to Mambo Goblay, shouts to Ratty, shouts to Clemento Suarez, Teacher Kojo, my homeboy Sherry Boss, Tate Kontakra. Thank you guys so much. You know, I've always wanted to challenge myself and raise the bar each and every week because this is what I've chosen to do. This is something that I want to use to entertain my fans and build my numbers. The most challenging part is when I go out of my comfort zone, when I move out of Accra to Kumasi, Sunyani, and I still have to deliver on time at 6 p.m. every Fridays. It's not easy. But these are the days that I pray for. This is the times that I pray for to get busy and to do what I do best. So I've always thanked God for this, and I'm very proud of my fans and myself, for real. Lest I forget, to bring out Year 10-7 every week means to be multitasking together with my usual duty as a musician. That's playing shows, recording new songs, video shoots, etc. with the same voice. So some days, I record with a tiring voice, if you do recognize. Of course, to obey is better than sacrifice, the Bible says. God, forgive me for doing the contrary by sacrificing for my fans and not obeying my body's need for rest. Impacts? Oh. Not only has Year 10-7 excited Ghanaians of all age in this COVID era, established Amrado as a mainstream artist, giving more exposure to some of my colleagues and providing positive trending content for showbiz programs and content creators. It has the unprecedented record of being the most consistent weekly rap hits and versatility, and the biggest entrance into the rap fraternity. Yes, history is made. Indeed, when one reaches out into his inner soul, and with the help of a good management team, a distant dream becomes near. To everyone supporting, absolutely everyone supporting the dream we just got started, my Army Lions, the fans of Amrado, let's keep roaring as the Lion King is out of the jungle, the Emperor, the Mike Brenner, as you lovely say, Young AKA. The coming year awaits more versatility and deep content. It is and will always be Year 10-7. Huge respects to my brother, Director K, for holding me down on this project. Without him, we couldn't have done this better. God bless everybody, New Nation, Mike Brenner, long live Year 10-7, long live Army Lions.